Hi guys. Due to copyright reasons, we can't include the clips that I showed when I preached this. It's a great film and I would recommend that you watch it first. It's called The Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
We are going to move on into this series that we're doing for the month of August. So what Joe's asked us each to do, those of us that are preaching this month, is to pick a movie that we that maybe has really spoken to us. And pick some things out of this movie and talk to you a little bit about what we believe God is saying. So I've called it a month of movies, or if you're British, we'll call it a film month rather than a movie month, which seems quite American. I'll give this warning straight away, and that is spoilers. So if you've not seen the film that we're going to be looking at some clips from, I've done my best to avoid spoiling the film for you. So if you do want to watch it, I'm not going to give away the whole plot of the film, but you are going to find out a little bit about the film if you've not seen it. It's a film that I've only watched quite recently, and I really, really love this film. For me, this film is full of optimism, and it's full of challenge. Certainly brought me challenge. So I've picked a few clips for you, and we're just going to watch one clip at the beginning. It's about 5 minutes long, so hopefully you're sitting comfortably. For anyone that hasn't seen that film is called The Secret Life of Walter Mitty. And so it's kind of the start of the film. It's about this guy who is not very happy with his life. He's trying to get into internet dating, and I don't know whether any of those opening things that took place in the film you can relate to. Maybe it's the indecisiveness about not knowing whether to click. I think sometimes I can relate to that. And maybe it's the fact that when he does click and things don't work how he thought they were going to, and it's not working, and he gets the error message. I don't know how many days have started with an error message on the computer, and you waste half your day getting frustrated with things not working. Maybe it's the hours spent on the phone. I know that there is one person in here that has spent countless hours on the phone to people like broadband providers, Richard, and phone providers, getting so frustrated when you put on hold and when you're dealing with all these people. So I can kind of see this frustration. So this film is really about someone who dreams, and dreams about living a life that he never had. And what you saw in that opening clip was this dream about actually being the person that someone on eHarmony, this dating website, might actually be attracted to. Someone that'll save the three-legged dog out of the burning building kind of hero. And he wants to be the brave guy. He wants to get the girl. And I guess I can relate to the frustration of maybe feeling like you don't have anything to talk about, you don't have anything to say. So over the next probably 20, 25 minutes, what I want to do is I want to just share with you some different things that I particularly enjoyed in this film, and things that I really feel that God is saying for today. And the first point that I have is this: it is good to dream. It is good to dream. It says this in Acts 2:17. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. I'll say that again. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. You know, it's good to dream dreams. In fact, there's another verse here in Ephesians 3 verse 20 that I want to read to you. And it says, God can do anything you know, far more than you could ever ask for or imagine, far more than you can request, even in your wildest dreams. He does it not by pushing us around, but by working within us, His spirit deeply and gently within us. You see, dreams are not just nice ideas all the time. God places dreams within us. And God uses those dreams to inspire us and to challenge us, to teach us and to talk to us. And maybe God has placed dreams on your heart, dreams for where he wants to take you. Dreams for things that he wants you to do. It's good to dream because dreaming is a way that God can speak to us. You know, God gives us an inspired imagination because, you know, we are made in his image. So God, the creator of the universe, has this amazing brain for ideas. And he places a bit of himself in each one of us to dream, to have visions and ideas of things that we could do for him. I guess there's a word of warning in that. That actually then there is a challenge for us to discern with our maturity, to discern what is a dream that's from God and what is just a dream. Because I know I have some dreams that are definitely not from God, and I have some dreams that are from God. And I'm not necessarily talking about when you go to sleep and you dream. Sometimes it can be you're daydreaming and God gives you a message, gives you a word from him. So it's good to dream. Another thing that I got from this film is that, you know, each and every one of our lives have a purpose. We weren't just put on this world to go through the same monotonous routine day after day. We were put on this world for something more. We were put on this world to fulfill God's plan and God's purpose inside every single one, each and every one of us. And we all have a unique purpose in him. God wants us to not just have dreams of what he wants us to do, but he wants us to actually go out and live the dreams that he's placed on our hearts. As you'll see later in the film, this guy whose life was very monotonous and it was full of dreams of things to come, you'll see that actually he gets to live some of those dreams and gets to actually do some of the things that he never thought possible. And it was when he stepped out of his comfort zone, when he stepped out of the familiar into the unknown, to beyond what he was used to, that actually that is the point when he could do something with purpose. And in our lives, when we step out of our comfort zone, when we step out of our safety blanket, and we step out in faith into something where we might not know where this journey is going to take us, then God can use us. And it's that vulnerability that we need to allow God to use us. You know, another thing that stood out in that first clip was the bit where he's talking on the phone to the guy from eHarmony. And he says, what about the been there, done that, been there, done that section? You've left it blank. And he says, well, I haven't really done anything. I haven't really been anywhere. And he felt like he had nothing to contribute. And maybe you can relate to that this morning. Maybe you're sat here in church and you're thinking, I have nothing to contribute. I don't have any been there, done that moments. I don't have anything that I feel I can bring to the table. And I want to challenge you and say that actually, every single one of you have a been there, done that moment. You may not realize that's what it is. But each and every one of us, through our life experiences, have something that we can offer. Maybe it's something that you struggle with in the past and you have a testimony of how God used you. And maybe you feel like that's a very personal thing, but do you know there's someone else in church that maybe is going through the same thing? And imagine the power of connecting the two of you together. That one person who feels like they're the only person, that they're alone, might actually have someone else sat in the same room with that experience, that life experience. And actually, as we are together as a body of church, as we share our life experiences, we help each other along that journey. So we each have a been there, done that moment. And I want to share with you another little clip from the film that kind of proves that actually while Walter felt like he had no life experience, that actually there was something in his past that was awesome, that was such a cool thing that nobody knew about. I love that. I love the fact that this guy who's at the opening of the film feels like he has nothing to offer. And, you know, you, whether or not you like skateboarding, I'm sure you can appreciate that, that must have taken some time to practice and get that good at what he does. And you start to realize that actually this guy has a past, he has a history, he has things that, that he's experienced that he's kind of put to the back of his mind. I guess I can relate to that because I feel like, you know, maybe there was some point where you feel like you have to grow up and you have to stop doing these things that you love to do. And for him, as we see later on, that was maybe some of his life that he felt like he had to give up. But it's easy for us to answer and say we have nothing to offer. But to paraphrase another film, I think God says this about each and every one of you. He says, each of you have a particular set of skills. Skills you have acquired over a long period of time. You know, in the movie Taken, that was his really famous line that he has this particular set of skills, that he would hunt him down and he would kill him. But for you, you have a set of skills. You may not know what they are. You may have forgotten about them. You may not have used them for years. But God says each and every one of you have a particular set of skills. Skills that he has developed in each of you. Skills that he wants you to use in this life. Maybe there was something that you were great at and you came to a point where you gave your life to Jesus and you put some of that to one side. And you know, there are things in our life that we put to one side because God tells us, you know, that this is not good, this, you know, this needs to change in your life. And sometimes it's a bit like throwing the baby out with the bathwater. And there's this expectation that when we become a Christian, we've got to kind of start being a little bit more boring and not doing some of the things that we enjoy to do. I love, there's a quote that I think it's from a book that Dave Gilpin wrote where he said, before you became a Christian, you were the life of the party. And when you became a Christian, you just threw it all away. He said, you went to the cross driving a Porsche and you drove away from the cross driving a beige Volvo. And it's this idea that actually some of our personality can get thrown away with the bathwater. And actually God says, each and every one of you have something to bring to the table. So the challenge there is that it's time to find what your purpose is. To find those things that are hidden in you. And let's say, God, how do you want to use these things that you've done? In the film, Walter works for a magazine, and it's called Life Magazine. And Life Magazine has a motto. And the motto goes like this: to see the world, things dangerous to come, to see behind walls, to draw closer, to find each other and to feel that is the purpose of life. And I think we can translate that into God's words a little bit. Because to see the world, to see how God sees the world, things dangerous to come. God wants you to go on an adventure with him. You may not be able to handle it on your own. It may not be easy, but he is with you. To see behind walls. Did you know that God wants you to see beyond the surface? He wants you to go deeper into him. He wants you to see things on a whole new level with him. To draw closer to God as he draws closer to you. To find each other, to have fellowship with each other, have fellowship with God and with other believers. And to feel God's presence with you, feel the Holy Spirit living in you. That is the purpose of life. That is what God is saying is this awesome thing called life that he wants you to experience. It says this in James 4, verse 8. It says, come near to God and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Come near to God and he will come near to you. This promise that God wants to be with you. He wants He wants to draw out of you those amazing things that he placed in you. And he wants to go on this adventure of life with you, to share each and every day. But the problem for us, and the problem for this guy Walter, is that sometimes life gets in the way. Maybe you had a big dream, and maybe that dream never became reality. Maybe things got in the way. We're going to watch another little clip and see how that affected Walter's life. So you start to get a bit more of a picture of this guy that actually he did have a lot to offer. He had dreams of his own, and those dreams were put on hold. And in his case, the realization that actually he became the sole breadwinner for his family, and his dreams of doing the things that he wanted to do were kind of shelved in favor of just life hitting him and having to just get on with it and do what was needed. Maybe that's something that you can relate to this morning. It's certainly something I can relate to. You know, I, not only in my life, but in the life of my family, that when things went south, as you would say, that actually sometimes you had to dig in and just get on with things, whether that was talking about my family and the things that happened when my own sister died, or maybe the decisions that I've made as an adult where some of the things that I love doing were put to one side. You know, for those of you that don't know this, when I finished university at 21, I went traveling for a little bit. I worked in Kenya for a little bit. I came back in 2002 and I needed a job, and I didn't really know what I wanted to do. I know that when I finished uni, one of my dreams was to go into web design. And I looked and nothing seemed to go well, and I couldn't really get into the business, get into the industry. So I took other jobs, and I worked in a factory packing mobile phones, and I worked in a call center, answering the phones and dealing with those cigarette cabinets that, you know, when you go into the supermarket, that they now have to keep shut, those things with all the displays. I was the person that the guy from Tesco's phoned if their shutter was broken or something like that. And I did that for a little while. It wasn't my dream job, but it was something that I needed to do. And then there came a point where God said, I want you to go into teaching. And at the time, there was a very good financial incentive, which kind of helped with the decision. And I made a promise to God right then, which will have been around about middle of 2002. And I made a decision to God that I would teach for 10 years. I said, I'll give you 10 years of teaching, but I don't want to be doing this for the rest of my life. And for 10 years, I taught, and I never really felt like it was God's long-term plan for me. I always felt like God had something else in store. And 10 years came and went, and 11 years came and went, and I started feeling like, when's something different going to happen? And 12 years came and went, and I thought, I've got to take a step. I've got to do something, and we prayed about it. And that was when I decided to go part-time at work. And 14 years after I left uni, I made the decision to set up my own web design business. And then a year later, this summer, I've now officially taught my last day of teaching. And in September, God, please give me some people that need websites, otherwise we're completely stuffed, is the bottom line. But you know, 15 years of saying, this is what I want to do, and doing this, 15 years of God, of never knowing whether this dream was going to come true, 15 years of God inspiring me to do something, and almost like 15 years of living in something that I knew was never the long-term plan. And before that, you know, at the age of sort of 14, 15, God had said very specific things to me about my purpose in him. Some of those things are still unfulfilled 21 years later. And there are still promises that I'm waiting for. Dreams that I had as a 15-year-old James, dreams that are still not a reality. But I know that God's plan will come about in his time. So maybe you shelved your ideas. Maybe you cancelled your plans. Maybe something took you down a different path. Maybe you know that God has got something different in store for you, and you're like the guy in the beginning of the movie and your fingers over the button and you just can't bring yourself to click it. And maybe the word from God for you this morning is click the button. Don't hesitate. If that is what I have called you to do, start doing it. You know, there's a verse in Ecclesiastes 3. It's 1-8. It's quite famous. It says this: there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to uproot. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones and a time to gather them. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to search and a time to give up. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to mend. A time to be silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. There comes this point when the weeping is over and the joy comes, when things change. And I want to say it again, maybe for things to change, this is what it takes. Things changed in the life of Walter in the film. And actually, although it's kind of not necessarily something in your Christian life, the skill of skateboarding, we'll see that actually for him, the skills that he had came into purpose as he went on this journey. So we're going to watch one more clip. What I love about that is that he didn't prepare for that. He didn't think, oh, you know what, I'm going on a journey. What do I need to pack? Have I got my skateboard? He didn't have that thought. But through a series of events, he happened to have a skateboard at the time when he got to the top of this massive mountain and needed to get down it very quickly. And sometimes it's a bit like that with God. You know, those things that are in you, maybe you don't know when God's going to use those gifts, those things that he's placed in you. But sometimes God will place you at the right time with the right equipment, with the right things that you need so that you can do something for him. I'm pretty sure that as a middle-aged guy, when Walter set off, he probably never thought, what skills have I got that are going to come in handy in this journey of life? Oh yeah, my skateboarding from when I was a teenager. I'm pretty sure that didn't go through his mind. Maybe there are things that you've put to one side because you feel these are never going to be useful in my walk with God. And actually, God can take anything and he can use anything. We each have things. You know, there was another thing that I got out of this film, something a little bit different that I want to share with you. And this really spoke to me, and maybe you can relate to this too. Maybe more so with like younger guys, but I'm sure we can all relate to this. You know, the kind of culture that we live in these days, it seems to me that sometimes we can be so caught up in finding a way of presenting to other people this experience that we're going through rather than actually just experiencing it. Maybe it's a culture of sharing pictures. You know, maybe it's that Instagram culture of I want to share this snapshot of what my life is like rather than actually just taking time to appreciate the moment that you're in. I know that for those of you that go on Facebook, you know, every now and again you'll see someone who puts some rant on about how Facebook's just full of pictures. And then the next thing is loads of pictures. And then it just strikes me that sometimes we can be so caught up in wanting people to have this amazing impression of who we are and what we're doing and where we've been and who we're with and what we've eaten, that we get so caught up in worrying about what other people think about what we're doing than actually enjoying what we're doing at the time. Maybe that's something for you. We like watching Room 101. Don't know if there's any Room 101 fans in the house. We like watching Room 101, and we always like to see what gets put in. And we were watching one the other day, and they put in this kind of death of photographs. And they talked about the fact that, do you know, maybe in the past we used a film camera, we took pictures, we got them. There was a process of going down to the shop, getting them developed, the excitement of seeing them for the first time, buying an album, putting them in an album, and actually being able to pull an album down off the shelf and go back and look at our experiences. And it's like, I don't know about you, since we got phones that take pictures, all that happens is every few days, those pictures all get bunged on the computer. And in the case of my wife, she takes so many pictures that she just says, oh, my iPhone's full again. And it's all pictures of Grace. And usually it's like 10 pictures exactly the same because she took a load just to make sure one was really good. And they all get on the computer. And I never look at them because I never want to just go trawl through thousands and thousands of pictures. And in a way, gone is that day of really appreciating the moment. And I want to show you another clip that sums that up for me very well. Do you ever have those moments with God where you're like, I just want to stay in this moment forever? And if I could capture something of this experience of God, and if I could hold on to it, that would be like the best thing ever. And sometimes God says, just appreciate the moment. Whether that's in worship, whether that's in your devotions, whether that's in an experience as you're out walking or just out living your life. Those moments of God, just appreciate the moment. So I'm not going to be many more minutes before we finish today. I'm aware of the time. But I want to end with this. The more that you live in God's purpose, the more that your dreams will become a reality. The more that God will use you, the more that those skills that you have that are unknown to other people, the more that God will draw those out. The more you know God, the more you take that step of faith, the more you press that button, the more God will use you, the greater the journey, this journey of life that we're all going through, the greater that journey will be. We're going to end in a moment with one final clip. And maybe something of what I've said today has challenged you. Maybe something has just made you think, I know what I now need to do. Maybe something that's been said has just brought that clarity of God's plan for your life. As we watch this last clip, if that is you, if you're like, yeah, God, I just feel like I need to respond to this, I want to encourage you, as the clip draws to a close, if you want to get to your feet, we're going to pray. And I want to pray for each one of you that you would know your dreams, that God will fulfill those dreams in you. So just want to challenge you as we watch this final clip. So if that challenged you, if you want to get to your feet, we're going to pray. That's great. I'll give you a few more seconds. That's great. God, I thank you for every single person who's responded this morning. Lord, I pray that you give each one of us a boldness to step out into the purpose that you have for us, God. For those people that are hovering and hesitating with their finger over the button, Lord, I pray that you would give us a boldness to step out into your purpose this morning. Lord, I pray for those people that maybe are still sat there thinking, I feel like I have nothing to write in that section of my biography. It's empty. I've done nothing. I have no experience of life. Lord, I pray that you would show them, reveal to them the experiences that they've had that you can use. Lord, I pray for those people that whose dreams are still on hold. Maybe something got in the way and stopped them living that dream, Lord. Lord, I pray that you would break something in their life so that they can move into your calling. And Lord, in the words of that quote, for each one of us, that we would see the world how you see it, God. That even though there are dangerous things to come, that you are with us, God. Help us to see beyond the surface. Help us to draw closer to you as we run this race of life, Lord. Help us to find each other. And help us to feel your presence. Help us to find that purpose of life in you, Jesus. In Jesus' name.